Welcome to the WEA program on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM with Bruce Taylor and myself, Graham Joyce. Welcome, Bruce. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Now, give me a snapshot. Just imagine someone's arrived bright and fresh into Kapiti Horowhenua. They've never heard of WEA. How would you describe it to them?
Well, WEA stands for Workers' Educational Association, and we've been here in the Kapiti Coast since 1977. Essentially, we're an adult education organisation.
Right. Are there exams?
No. We're dedicated to lifelong learning, and we have a program of seminars each Saturday, or most Saturdays, sorry. And we also run two bus trips each year, and we have some weekday courses as well.
Right. Okay. Thank you for the intro. Now, we're going to talk about the courses which are running through July through early September. And we're going to start with the Kapiti story, part one, the early days.
Yes, well, we're keenly looking forward to this particular seminar. There will be a second seminar the following Saturday. So Saturday the 27th of July at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall in Waikanae, Anthony Drever will be speaking about the story of Kapiti, and he'll be looking at the early days of Kapiti.
Right. So this is Maori settlement through to early European?
Yes.
Right.
It will include how Maori used the resources of the region, the migrations from the north to Kapiti as a result of tribal wars in the period leading up to 1840, and then the arrival of Pākehā before 1840.
Right. A very interesting part of Kapiti history. Mm. And Anthony's a wonderful guy, isn't he? Learned, erudite, a really good speaker.
Yes, he's written three books about the Kapiti Horowhenua region and published articles, for example, in the excellent journal that the Otaki Historical Society put out.
That is a superb journal.
Yes. Mm. Mm. Could I just say that the first seminar will include how and to what extent British authority was established after 1840.
Right.
And how the region avoided conflict, which we do find, of course, in other parts of the North Island and South Island between Maori and Pākehā.
Right. Let's run it together with the second one, which is part two, which is the following week, Saturday, 3rd of August. And he's going to then continue on with the Railway Revolution and the String of Pearls.
Yes,
a string of beads, sorry.
Yes, this is a reference to the arrival of the Wellington and Manawatu Railway Company, which had a major impact on this region. He'll be looking at how it changed the land and promoted denser settlement. Prior to the arrival of the railway, settlement was coastal, and the method of transport was, of course, by coach or on foot or on horseback. The arrival of the railway established the string of beads, as Anthony calls it, which is the growth of the towns and villages in this region, which we take for granted, I guess, today. Otaki, Waikanae, Paraparaumu and Paikokariki all grew up along the Wellington and Manawatu Railway.
Yes, indeed. An interesting side observation, I was chatting with a roading engineer from Waka Kotahi one day and asking him about the kinks in the road from Otaki South. And he said, well, we had to go around the railway stations. When the original road was laid alongside the railway line, because of these little stops, they had to kink the road. And he said the Old State Highway 1 reflects that that construction.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so the first one is Saturday 27 July from 10 until 1. I'm presuming a break for lunch, morning tea.
There's a break for morning tea.
Yes.
We finish at around 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Okay, yep. Yeah. And the second one is Saturday, 3rd of August, same venue, Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, and again from 10 until 1 with the same morning tea break.
Yes. And if you're not already enrolled, you can easily enrol by ringing our cell phone number and leaving a message. That number is 027-715-3677, or you can email carpetewea@gmail.com.
Excellent.
We also have details of these courses in our brochures, which can be found in the public libraries or at Coast Access Radio here in Waikanae. And a couple of other venues too. We also have a website, www.carpetewea.org.nz. But we do encourage people who are not already enrolled and you want to come to enrol. Now, you can just walk up, as we say, but it does help both our speakers and for catering purposes, to know how many people are coming.
Indeed. Right, let's go on to the next one, which is challenges faced by ethnic communities and opportunities in a new country. Whew, that is a big topic.
Yes, well, this is with our tutor, Dr. Pushpa Wood, who has spoken to WEA in the past. She's from Massey University, and she's the director there of financial education and the research centre, financial research centre, at Massey University. She's going to share her own personal journey as a migrant to New Zealand, her struggles to adjust and be accepted by the community here, her work towards completing her PhD and to finding a job that was appropriate to her skills and expertise. So we're really looking at the challenges that most migrants face in coming to a new country like Aotearoa, New Zealand.
This is a really good current topic, isn't it? Because we are a country of migrants, and migration is an issue that we are thinking through, talking through, assimilating. Hmm.
Yes. Pushpa will be looking particularly at the experience of refugees who have, of course, no choice where to settle. But in addition to our refugee settlers, we also have, of course, a number of people who have chosen New Zealand. And Pushpa will discuss the need for all these migrants to be accepted and understood and valued for their contribution.
Yes. Actually, you've just made a good point there, Bruce. I hadn't thought of the different tension between refugee migrants and those who've chosen to come here to work. That creates a whole different social pressure, doesn't it?
Yes, it does indeed.
Mm. And that's now Saturday, 10th of August. Again, the venue, the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall in 43 Naya Road, from 10 until 1, and again with the morning tea break. And the next one we have is New Zealanders at Chanuk Bea. This is World War I, 6 through 10 October 1915. And the tutor, our local Chris Pugsley.
Yes. Now, Chris has delivered a number of courses over the years to WEA.
And superbly. I've been to a number of them. Highly recommend them.
He will be looking at the Battle of Chanuk Bea, which took place over the period 6th to the 10th of October 1915 as part of the Gallipoli campaign. So he is probably one of the leading experts on Gallipoli, having written with a couple of other authors the book Gallipoli, The Scale of Our War. He is a well-known military historian. He's also presenting in October this year on the Battle of El Alamein 12th of October that seminar will be, but we'll be discussing that in another another broadcast.
Yes, because Chris, just to give the people as a background, he's a retired lieutenant colonel and a military historian. He goes to does he still go to Sandhurst each year to lecture the intake of British officers?
I'm not sure.
But that's the quality of the man. So that is Saturday, 17 August, again 10 till 1, Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, 43 Nia Road. And last and not least in our list today, Achieving Equity in Music Education, Virtuoso Strings.
Yes, now this is presented by Elizabeth Snaid, and she is PhD in mathematics, and also she has a minor degree in music. But the thing about Elizabeth is that she has a huge passion for music, and she and her husband Craig have established the Music Learning Centre. And in 2013, they founded the Virtuoso Strings Charitable Trust for families unable to afford music lessons. So this seminar is all about that journey.
Right.
A 10-year journey, which has been life-changing.
Yes, so, not just for them, but for many young people.
Yes.
Who need to discover the passion of music.
And I know that in our Kapiti and Horowhenua communities, there's a lot of interest in music, and a number of people, of course, who are musical themselves, playing an instrument or singing. So I think this seminar will be of wide interest.
Right. And this is Saturday, 7th September. Again, same numbers in venue, 10 o'clock to what through 1 at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, 43 Nia Road, Waikanae.
Yes. Now, can I mention also, Graham, that we will be repeating one of our language courses. This will be a second session for the year of intermediate level French. Now, I don't have the exact dates of when it will be starting, but they will be available on our website or by ringing our phone number and saying that you are interested in the intermediate level French. We've already started a basic level or introductory course in French, which is currently running.
Right. And so people can register interest and you'll contact them and catch up and arrange that.
Yes. When you ring the number, normally you leave a message and our administrator, Joanne, will contact you.
Right.
The same happens if you leave an email about our courses or membership.
And before we finish with Pick and Mix, let's talk about membership and costs for this for the rest of this year.
Yes, well, the season ticket is now available. Instead of $100, it's available for $50, and that will take you through to the end of the year. Existing members can purchase that season ticket, or you can come on board as a new member. Your membership would still be $25, but you would get a season ticket for $50. So that's a total of $75. And that will give you free entry to all of the Saturday seminars from now till the end of the year.
Right. Okay, and let's close with Pick and Mix. Where's the trip to and what date?
Yes, this is one of our occasional trips where we use our gold cards and travel by public transport to events or locations of interest in the Greater Wellington region or even further afield. On the 31st of July, which is a Wednesday, we'll be travelling by train to Johnsonville. We'll leave Waikanae and Parapara Umu on an early train, transfer to a train to Johnsonville, getting off at Ararua Street to visit the Tarakaka Street Historic Precinct. Now, that may not mean much to some people, but it is of considerable interest to historians and architects because it's an area of New Zealand Railway houses.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, these houses were all prefabricated at a factory at Frankton and shipped by rail to the site where they were erected. Now, there are many of those railway houses in Tarakaka Street. They can't be significantly changed now because it's part of an historic precinct. So we will explore that area and we will then get back on the Johnsonville train and travel to their new library hub and have lunch there and explore the library. The Johnsonville railway line is a very scenic railway line for people who haven't travelled on it. After lunch, we'll use our gold cards again, bus to Porirua from Johnsonville, train back to Kapiti.
Right. Now, do you need to know numbers, reservations for that?
Yes, you should just enrol in the normal way, saying you're interested in the Pick a Mix trip on the 31st of July. It is free to members, and non-members are $5 only.
Right. Thanks, Bruce. We've been chatting about the upcoming programs from July through early September on behalf of WEA Kapiti. If you want to find out some more information, give them a phone call, 027 715 3677. Send them an email, kapitiwea@gmail.com, or simply pop onto their website. Go to Google, type in Kapiti WEA. Thanks, Bruce. Let's talk again in a month or so's time.
Thank you very much, Graham.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.